You're listening to SBS News.
Dottie Cavago is just one of hundreds living in what was the epicentre of the Ebola outbreak. The 2014 to 2016 Ebola outbreak in West Africa began in a rural setting in southeastern Guinea. Within weeks, the deadly virus spread across borders and became a global epidemic within months. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, residents are still battling the lingering disease. Dottie was approached by health authorities after her niece contracted the virus.
I know why we are here. It is so that they are able to follow us with attention and care. Because the monitoring of each of us at home, it's difficult. At least at the guest house, it makes it easier.
People considered high risk, those who are most likely to become infected and contagious, can choose to stay in an adapted guest house for 21 days, the incubation period for Ebola. Significant progress has been achieved in the area since the strategy was adopted by the World Health Organization and the DRC Ministry of Health at the end of 2019. Cases have come down from more than 120 per week in mid-April of 2019 to between 0 and 3 cases per week in the last 4 weeks. New cases in the last 21 days have been confined to one health zone. Papi Muzas is Beni's World Health Organization field coordinator.
We have had a lot of success because here we are easily extracting people confirmed with Ebola in time and bringing them to the Ebola Transit Center. The earlier the person is found, the more likely they are to recover.
Mr. Muzas says timing can be crucial.
When people who have Ebola stay in the community and we don't know where they are, if we get them out too late, the chances of dying are greater. That's how it is with this system. It allows us to extract people in time, and then they go to the transit center, and the earlier they are taken care of, that makes it possible to treat more people successfully.
Zoe Kayafagandi is WHO's Risk Communications Officer. Zoe approaches people in the community like Dottie, accompanied by a psychologist and surveillance team member. They explain the risks of the disease to the infected person and the advantages of the voluntary isolation program.
I show them the risks. They make a commitment. They come and stay here with us, and then we monitor them and try to limit the contact.
Exposing the community member to the centre can dispel any myths surrounding isolation and gives the process credibility in the community. Once at the centre, residents receive meals and daily medical checks. Zoe works to instill confidence in those participants.
Yes, we do activities with them. We do education with the psychologists. We do talks and interviews, so we are always with them. We talk to renew confidence again.
The approach enables people to get to medical care immediately after developing symptoms. The program also reduces the risk to the community by limiting the possibility of spreading the disease. And as those who leave the isolation site return home, they can spread greater awareness of hygiene and Ebola prevention measures. Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.